Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. It is going to be a solo episode today. I am by myself, so I will give a very, very brief toast and roast, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of the episode. So I actually really enjoyed this episode. I edited it all before I'm recording this part, and I liked talking about the subject that I did, about every decision in your life being an investment towards your big goals. So I hope you guys like it too. Last week's episode was my birthday episode, so I talked about some of my goals and some things I wanted to focus on in this new year of life. I don't really know if it's a new year or the same. It's all kind of running together with the quarantine stuff, but wanted to do this little solo episode because I thought about waiting and doing this at the last minute and having Casey come on as well, but I had some time to record this now, and I am actually putting some of my words into practice and prioritizing my time resting and relaxing instead of putting this later in the day. And so Casey will be on next week's episode, I'm sure. So my toast for my birthday weekend was definitely going snowmobiling. It was so awesome. The first time I've ever done that, and it was the coolest thing I think I've ever done in my life. Like, I love the snow. I'm a big winter person. It's my absolute favorite thing. And skiing is something that I've been trying to get better at, but snowmobiling was brand new to me, and it was like so fun exploring all the beautiful winter scenery and still just, I don't know if I was very good. I was still kind of scared, but hopefully I get better, and it was just a really fun time. The learning curve, much, much, much easier of a learning curve than skiing. So my toast was going snowmobiling. And my roast, I don't really know. My roast is just, there's a lot of unknowns still with some things that are going on. And I mean, I think we're all dealing with that. With the pandemic, things are changing all the time. And now that we're kind of opening back up, it's like different things happen every day. And as somebody who likes to have a plan and try to kind of figure things out, it is just frustrating beyond belief when it's like, okay, we're getting there, and then it's like two steps forward, three steps back. But just wanted to do this quick-ish episode. It's kind of, you know, a little bit shorter than our regular ones, but I'm talking about prioritizing things, which is really the major theme of this podcast, along with, you know, my passions and creativity. And then talking about just how all of the little things that we do really shape what our life looks like. And it's not always these giant decisions that change. It's all the little ones that build up what our days look like and what our life looks like. And, you know, a couple of little decisions can change a big scope of things. So hope you enjoy the theme of this episode, and I'll be right back. And I'm back. I have so many of these little spurts of energy, topics, talks that I want to do, and sometimes I like to plan things out really far in advance for the podcast. Other times I just want to go with the flow and see how I'm feeling that week, and so I'm going to try to start pre-recording more of these ones so I can just use them on those weeks where I am just not feeling it. But this week, it's fresh, and I wanted to talk about investing, and we're not talking about investing money. I want to talk about just like little steps that I am really trying to focus on, because like I said last week, it was my quarter life crisis episode. I talked a lot about kind of the big picture and, your 20s, being in your mid 20s, and what does that really mean? Are you supposed to quit your job and travel the world? Are you supposed to set up your whole life so you're making the right moves to get in the right direction? Casey kind of talked about how he was saying he pictures it more as like, this is the time you work, and then later on you get time to take off and explore the world. And really, it depends on whatever it is your goals are. That is the big problem, is that everyone has different goals. And with social media, we're all looking at what each other's goals are, where everyone else is on their different path. And it might seem like somebody's 10 steps ahead of you, but they have a different path, a different goal than what you have. And it's something I struggle with a lot. So I'm going to say this again. This is a come with me, not a look at me situation, because these are things I'm really working on. It's not things that I'm like saying, this is everything I know. I'm not a guru. I'm not Tony Robbins. I'm not Grant Cardone. We'll talk about that a little bit later, actually, too, because I want to talk about investing time, money, and energy, and how really everything you do is an investment of one or more than one of those things that I just said: time, money, and energy. So whenever I say energy, I feel really like woo-woo, like, or like I should be on a stage, like, this is all about the energy, guys. Oh, I'm getting into this. Okay, first of all, you have to know what you want. This is the big thing. I honestly started writing a whole little like ebook about this, because this is the major problem I see with people in their 20s, and this is the problem I see with myself. And just, we don't know what we want. And I actually listened to two different podcasts this morning that were talking about what people want. And so I wanted to bring up these different quotes. So these first two quotes were from this past weekend with Theo Vaughn, his podcast. He had an interview with Jordan B. Peterson, is his name. And basically the quote says, sometimes you are so afraid that you will not allow yourself to even know what you want. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you are so afraid that you will not allow yourself to even know what you want. So I feel that, like, you know what you want. It's way deep in the back of your brain. It's way deep down in there in your bones, but you won't say it out loud. You won't write it down because you're embarrassed that it won't work out or that someone will make fun of you. And how crushing is that when somebody doesn't understand what you want, your deepest desires, when somebody says, oh, that's not cool. That's stupid. Why would you want to do that? And then it can be crushing. And also, the bigger thing is when we can't admit it to ourselves, when that block is still internal. There are things that I've written down that I know that I want, and sometimes I'm too afraid to take the steps to get there. And it's almost like, why am I lying to myself that I don't want these things? Like, I know I want it. Why aren't I taking the next step? Or sometimes it's even deeper in there, and I won't even admit it to myself that it's what I want, but I know it deep in my thoughts. So that was one thing that was brought up. Another thing was about motivation. I'm just going to throw this in here. This is just different, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the goals, but I just really liked this quote. So it's from that same podcast episode. Part of the motivation is being afraid of the right things. And I have been somebody before who has used the quote, fear is a liar, or just the word fearless, or thinking of all those kind of things. Like, why am I afraid of anything? None of this matters. But being afraid of the right kind of things, and whether that is failing yourself or not achieving certain goals, I think that is where my motivation comes from. So my motivation is very goal driven, but it's also driven out of the fear of not accomplishing those goals. Just a little tidbit to throw in here. But then the other quote that really has to do with goals and what we want was from the Token CEO podcast. I know. These are the two podcasts I am always quoting, I'm always suggesting, always telling people to listen to. So if you're not listening to them yet, I guess you don't really have to, because I tell you all the good stuff from them. But this quote is,
I think most everyone knows what they want. I think they struggle with why they deserve it and how you get there. So I think this goes hand in hand with what I just said with the previous quote about what we want when we say, you know, it's deep in there. It's in the back of your mind or it's deep in your bones, but you don't even think it's possible for you. Why would I ever deserve that dream, that goal? You can't even picture yourself accomplishing that, or I have no idea how to get there, so that's just never going to happen for me. Like, these are things that are constantly going through our minds. So step one, always trying to figure out what you want. And this is so important because that's the, when I'm talking about being in your 20s or maybe your 30s or your 40s, whatever you're working towards, you need to know that, because every single decision that you make is taking something important, your precious time. It's making your life. Like, your life is built on these decisions, these moments, and you have to figure out, you know, what you want that to look like. It's up to you what your life looks like. Everyone starts in a different spot and we see different things, but no one's going to tell you what to do. And that's something I keep realizing. I had asked my boss one time, I was on a one-on-one with him, and I said, what do you think I should do? He goes, I cannot answer that for you. And I said, I'm in between this thing and this thing. What do you think? And he's like, you know, I can't tell you that. Like, I cannot push you in the right direction, but I appreciate like a push. But sometimes I also appreciate a push in one direction to figure out what I actually really want. If somebody says, well, I think you should do option A, and then I get kind of disappointed, I know deep down I want option B. I think we've all kind of done that to ourselves. And if you haven't done that to yourself, seriously do it. Like, that is something that is so much easier sometimes, is to say, this is what I don't want. And in this chapter of this ebook that I started writing about what you want, I talk about how it's so much easier to say, I don't want that. We think about going out to dinner. What do you want to eat tonight? Let's go get tacos. I don't want tacos. Let's go get pizza. I don't want pizza. Well, what do you want? I don't know, but I don't want tacos and I don't want pizza. So this applies to everything in your life. Like, what do you want? And if you have to start with what you don't want, if you don't want where you are right now, if you don't want a certain aspect, like, figure that out. You got to figure that out first. Otherwise, all these steps are like going towards nothing. You're just taking a bunch of steps. You're throwing spaghetti at the wall, seeing what sticks. And that's just not working for me right now, throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. So, everything we do is an investment. Time, money, energy. What else is there? Like, especially time. I mean, this is the most important thing. How are we spending our time? And if we'll look at me this week, I have an 8-hour normal work day, and 3 days out of this week, I'm commuting about 2 hours each way. My time is very consumed with work right now. On my commute, I figure out how to spend that time. And to me, it's more valuable for me to have a longer time commuting and be able to read, listen to podcasts, maybe even catch up on something else. Watch a YouTube video, whatever, than it would be for me to have a slightly shorter commute and drive, because I hate driving. We need to do a whole podcast episode about my driving anxiety and how to fix it. Like, can somebody hypnotize me, please? I need it. But anyways, we're talking about time and energy and money. So that is something that I decided to do. And last week I talked about how the previous week I stayed up in Seattle and I paid for a hotel for the weekend instead of commuting back and forth. So to me, that was more valuable than the time I would spend commuting. So it's just not the amount of time, it's what you spend that time doing and what you want your days to look like. I know that is something that before this whole pandemic happened, I would get kind of annoyed when people would say that, like, what do you want your day to look like? And I'm like, well, I work from 8 to 5. I commute from 7 to 6 p.m. So what do I want my day to look from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. when I go to sleep? Like, that's not a lot of time. I'm honestly so grateful for this opportunity to work from home and be able to make my day look slightly different on different days. But it's something that I'm still kind of struggling with because I think there's a lot of people actually who are a little concerned about when life goes back to normal, when there are certain things that they've enjoyed about being able to customize whatever their work life looks like, or just there's been a lot of different customizations and unique things. People are spending more time with their family, with their kids. I think the whole landscape is going to change, but that's not what we're talking about. I got off topic a little bit. With the time, money, and energy, what I want people to do is spend a day actually taking a second or, you know, taking a little bit longer in every little decision you make. And that might seem exhausting for some people, but it can actually make a big difference. So instead of going with the most logical, the first thing that comes to mind, the usual, what we do every day, just taking a second look at something when you're making a decision. Wake up in the morning and you get out of bed and your decision is to brush your teeth. Think about, why am I making this decision? Because I don't want my teeth and my bad breath to smell bad. And then you're thinking, you know, I'm going to go make my cup of coffee. Why is this my decision? I'm making my cup of coffee because I don't want to go buy coffee. I need it. I enjoy the energy it gives me so I can be more productive with my time. If you do this for a full day, it gets a little exhausting, but you also get used to it. So you're like, God, I feel like I'm overthinking everything. But the bigger thing I want people to think about this with is purchases, because money is so important. Nobody talks about money. I love when I have guests who talk about money on the podcast, and I think there is a give and take, especially when I'm talking about people my age. They're either saving money or they're saving money to buy a house. They have a house, whatever, or they're in like massive student loan debt. I feel like that is where my age group is at. So Casey and I have talked on the podcast before. We are, you know, in the money saving stages and we don't have any debt. That's really awesome. But I understand there's people who do have debt. Either way, you have to be aware of what you're spending your money on. And people, it doesn't really make a difference, I don't think, where you're at. You can still do this practice because you will be thinking, I'm spending money on this cup of coffee. And there's two different ways to look at this. And I know on one podcast, I kind of talked about it, like, I don't understand how people spend $6 on their Starbucks every day. The other side of the coin is people spend this $6 on their coffee drink every day because it brings them a moment of joy. It makes their first hour at work so much more enjoyable than it would be if they made their own coffee. Like, it's their moment of joy. And understanding, like, that's why you're making that purchase. Why do we like to go out to have beers when we could go get a case of beer and drink at home? Like, we want to spend our time like having this experience, going out, experiencing things, having a good time, having conversation, like, which is just different than being at home. And eating out, Casey and I talk about it all the time. We go out to eat far too much, or we order in far too much. But when you can understand like why you're doing that, like, we ordered in again, we did Uber Eats. Yes, we spent more money. Yes, it was worth it. We did not want to cook. So if you can feel better about all of your decisions that you're making and affirm them to yourself, that is just going to make you feel more confident in making more decisions, like understanding why and then making more confident decisions. I am always talking about being a conscious consumer, and I don't just mean that by, you know, I'm only buying things that are, whatever, good for the environment or anything that's in a certain category that you care about. I'm talking about just being conscious of everything you're taking in, because we take in so much. And That includes little purchases, like maybe you spent money going to McDonald's this morning because you're like, I'm starving, I need some fuel in my body. It might not be the best fuel, but this is what I want to do. Like, do these little things and understand why you're making those decisions. And if you have these bigger overarching goals, then you can kind of understand why. So if we go back to when we're talking about going out to eat and purchasing, like making these big purchases, is it bringing you towards what you want to do? If you're saving money or your actual like big goal right now is paying off this loan and you're going out to eat every night and then you feel guilty afterwards, then that's where the balance comes in. So you need to balance whether it's bringing you really good joy. Is it short term? Is it long term? You know, it's just like when you go out to drink with your friends, you're like, yes, I'm having so much fun. And then the next day, you spend a whole next day in bed. Me anyways, I get terrible hangovers. So that's why I don't drink as much. But is it worth it? Sometimes to me, yes, it is. Like, I have a great time with my friends. It's a grand old time. For other people, no, it's not worth it. Like, they got to work the next day. And they can't handle throwing up. Like, I don't know, that I'm going off the rails again. But I just want people to like take a little extra time thinking about their decisions for a day, for a whole weekend, and understanding like, is it going towards your big goal? This goes the same thing when you choose not to do something. I'm not going out to eat today. I'm packing a PB&J for lunch instead of going and getting Uber Eats delivered to the office, if that's your thing, because it makes me feel good that I'm saving money to pay off this loan, to save for a new car, to save for a house, like all of these things. Like, if you, it's just affirming your decisions and finding that balance. And I think everyone knows how to do this. This is why, once again, I'm not saying I know everything. It's just something we're not really aware of. I do it myself. I'll like make a decision. I'm buying something on Amazon. And I don't think you should overthink everything. But just taking that extra second to say, why am I doing this? And then you say, oh, because I really want to read this book, and I'm going to spend my time reading this book, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to learn something, or I'm going to enjoy my time. And it's all about time, money, energy. I haven't really touched on energy too much, but basically, I think of it more like when I was talking about my commute. Like, I do not want to spend the mental energy and exhaustion it takes me to drive on I-5, like to drive in the big city. It's not worth it to me. Like, I will do close to anything to avoid it. So if I'm able to do that in certain ways and work around it, spend my time differently, it might cost me more time. It might cost me more money if I were to do an Uber or something, but does it not cost, it cost me less energy to do it that way? It's all a give and take, but just think of those three categories next time if you're spending a day doing this, the different decisions you're making. And like, I started out doing this on the abundant side. So I would say doing this on a day when you know you're actually going to be spending money on something you enjoy. That's something that is really worth it to you. If you're really on the other end of things, you're like, I'm going to spend a day and I'm going to be really conscious and not purchase all these extra things that I don't need because I need to save. It's such a balance. Like, either way you can do this. I wanted to explain the abundant side first because I think a lot of us will guilt ourselves when we make a purchase. But if you know that you're feeling that guilt afterwards, that's important too. It's just being aware of how all of these decisions make us feel. Because every decision we make shapes what our day looks like. Yesterday, I shouldn't even talk about this, but I need to. Yesterday, I wanted to go out to a happy hour after Casey picked me up from the train station. Did I tell him that? No. Instead, I just got in the car. And then he said something about, you know, going home and should we go grocery shopping today? And did I want to go grocery shopping? No, I knew we needed to clean the house and I wanted to go have a drink. But at the end of the day, we didn't do it. But it made me think, like, why was I getting so annoyed about this? And it's because I wanted my day to look differently. But you need to be really aware of what you want your day to look like. And if you're sharing that with somebody else, you need to let them know what you want your day to look like, because no one's gonna read your mind. I get so in my head about like these random expectations or things that I want when I know I'm so much happier that we didn't go out, that we went home and cleaned the house because it was a freaking disaster because we've been both working overtime this past week. So to wrap this up, just to say it again, time, money, and energy, take a day and think about all these decisions, not just purchases, but actual decisions, how you're spending your time, little decisions you're making, even when I'm saying things like brushing your teeth or making dinner or packing a lunch. Like, I feel like so much of my stuff revolves around food. It's lunchtime when I'm recording this, but I want people to really think about this, because you shouldn't feel guilty for making purchases that are moving you towards your goals. And if that goal is simply how you want your day to feel, that's okay. Like, it doesn't have to be towards your big goal of buying a house. You know, I have this goal. We have this goal, buying land, building a house, or buying a house. Like, that's something we really want to do in the near future here, but it's freaking hard. Anyways, that's a big goal. We all have that goal. But I also have the goal of having a good time and spending time, like, going out to eat. Like, I do not want my days to look like I go to work, I go home, I go to bed. I go to work, I go home, I go to bed. Someday I buy this house, and then I go to work, I go home, I sit in my house and I go to bed. Like, what's the point? What's the point of doing all that? Like, you want to be happy spending your time. So recognizing first, what do you want? This is something I've brought up multiple times. I'm going to keep bringing it up. It's something I need to keep doing. I am constantly writing down what I want. Big goals, small goals, ideal days, things like that. Like, you got to figure it out, because every single thing that you do goes into making what your life actually looks like. I feel like we're so passive sometimes in our life, like it's happening to us. I actually thought I was going to go in a different direction with this topic. I was going to talk about some of the things that I've done lately investing in myself and some things that I want to do, investing in time, money, energy, and talking about like how sometimes things can look like a great investment and then it's a waste of your money and a waste of time, and that's why you need to be really clear on what you want. But I went in a different direction. So maybe we'll do that one another time. But I wanted to say that I am spending some money this week on a masterclass. It was about $100. Once again, I think it's okay to talk about money. I made this investment because it's something that I wanted to learn about, and I had the time, I had the money to do it, and I think this is going to bring me long-term joy because I can go in, watch this masterclass over and over again. I've taken other classes from this person. Every time I get something from them, I am actually learning, and it's moving me closer to my goals. Somebody else might see this masterclass or something similar that's $100 that would not be a good investment for them. Whether it's because of like where they're at in like a different journey, whether it's something they're completely not interested in, you know, this investment is an investment for me, and you have to look at your purchases and your investments like that. And that is something that is so hard when we're seeing everybody else do everything that they do all the time. Like, just because somebody else bought a house, a new car, whatever it is, like, that doesn't mean that that would be a good investment for you right now, because you need to know what you want. This class that I bought is an investment for me, and it took some money to invest. It's going to take time to learn, but it's going to give me more energy and more knowledge, and it's going to be valuable. There's an example And something I'm thinking about investing in is an iPad. So by the time this even comes out, I might have purchased it because I've been really close to taking the leap on that. But it can be a big investment. More things. I invested in a microphone for this podcast. I use that, and that's a big, big thing for the podcast. It wasn't an super expensive thing, but it was an investment. And it takes me time each week to do this podcast. That's a time investment, but it brings me joy. It brings me energy. And it is a goal of mine to continue to keep this going on. So I think I'm going to end there because I'm just kind of going all over the place at this time. But every decision, every purchase, every decision, I want to say that part again, because it's not only about money, is an investment. Whether that investment is time, money, or energy, it should be moving you towards some kind of goal. And that goal doesn't have to be your big overarching end-all be-all goal. It can be your goal for the day. It can be your goal for the hour. I want to spend more time having a good time with my friends, maybe. And that's okay. But being aware of the goals is step one, and then being aware of the decisions, step two. Hope you guys enjoyed this. I haven't done a little solo one in a little while. So I had fun talking about this. Hopefully I wasn't too crazy, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend. This podcast grows much more when people share their episodes that they love. So thank you for listening. Have a great week, weekend, whenever you're listening, and party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.